Hi, it's Neil again, and I'm here with Schmank. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Excellent.
You're looking really good in that sweater.
Really?
Yeah. That's why I got you over here.
I've been here for 2 minutes, and I've already gotten a lot of crap for it. So.
Listen, it's not bad. I got a V-neck sweater a lot like that. And seriously, I'll kick anybody's ass that makes fun of it.
Wonderful. Great.
Are you making fun of V-necks?
Yeah, actually, I am.
Okay, I'll kick your ass later. So Schmanks, you missed the first band. You missed 5.
I know. I'm really, really sad.
Well, I understand. But you know,
I love what they've done. Excellent.
That sums it up really.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Telepathetic is up next. I used to
work
with Hillary Jones.
Yeah.
Yep.
I went to high school with those guys. Actually.
Really?
Yeah.
They're pretty much fuckers.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
They're media whores. Hillary's on the cover of, like, The Forum or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. For that whole dance ordinance thing.
Yeah.
For the people that don't know, there's a dance ordinance rule going through that says that you can't dance past 1 a.m. because Ron Freeman, Clay, Jake, and Jay, Ron Freeman opened up a dance club, blah, 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 blah. It's been a big controversy.
It's the Studio 54 of Fargo.
It's going to... You'd like it to be.
Well, you know, Hillary's a big dancer. You know,
Hillary
is a dancer.
Like,
she likes the techno music, I think.
Totally.
So.
She totally does. She's a media whore, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's over there. She and Britta are over there getting ready.
I know. I think they're going to play some fat dance beats tonight for us.
OB style.
Yeah.
OB style music.
Well,
definitely.
I don't know.
Do you have a beer, Schmink?
No, I want one.
Here. I'm going to dump out my old drink into another old used drink glass. So Schmanks has a receptacle for his brewski.
That's great. Thank you. Awesome.
Word up.
Yeah. So, music news, what's up?
Well, people play music in this town, as evident by tonight.
This is really warm.
Is it warm?
Yeah,
I'm
really
sorry,
warm.
Man. I've been nursing it. I'm not much of a drinker, really.
Where's Eric?
Well, Eric here right now is getting food because neither he nor I have eaten much today. I'm spilling a lot.
Dude.
That's evident. You see, when you don't eat much and then you drink a lot, then you get more drunk more quickly. Mo better.
Yeah, right now Hillary's talking.
Telepathetic. Okay, come here. Come here for a second.
No, wait. Preston.
Preston and Telepathetic, come here. Britta? Come here. Oh, shit.
Crap bar.
We got crap bar first. I'm sorry, Telepathetic.
Hey,
no,
what's up?
Crap bar first.
Yeah, we're crap bar.
All right.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Let's introduce ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And not pay attention to him that much.
God damn it, Dirty P.
I'm in the neighborhood.
Just shut up.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Word.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
You guys got any beer? Oh, sorry. Go.
So, I'm a senior high-rise, also known as P-Donkey. And introduce yourself.
I'm Brendan Neighborhood. Word up.
My name is Tim
Torture.
He said
Torture. Word up.
Kent?
I'm Mr. Water Tower, also known as Kent Brockman.
Nice.
The Lincoln Squirrel has been assassinated.
Word.
Wait, hold on. I want Ben to give me an interview really quick as Kent Brockman.
So, P-Donkey, how do you feel about this show tonight?
Well, I have to say I'm feeling a little anxious, but I think it's overall like a pretty good thing, and I'm glad it's happening.
Now, when you found out you were playing here, how did you feel?
Well, I think the Moose Lodge has a long history of excellent entertainment, and it has a long history of brotherhood. So I'm glad to be a part of it, the brotherhood that is the Moose Lodge.
It's all about the brothers.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Really?
Strong. Totally.
Look, he's got a Damon Albarn's t-shirt on.
A what? A what?
Beetlebum.
Hey, this belonged to Golden Toe Peterson, star kicker for the MSU Dragons back in the day. I'm wearing this in support.
I think, didn't Mike Adal used to have one of those?
Listen, yeah, Michael, really? I'll give you Michael Dolan's.
Didn't Blanche Devereaux have one of those?
Listen.
Golden Girls.
Old Rue McClanahan.
Dorothy Petrillo.
That's her real name. That's,
Blanche
yeah.
Devereaux.
Dorothy Petrillo.
Rue McClanahan and V.
Sophia
Arthur.
Petrillo.
Golden.
Estelle Getty, get ready.
Golden Toe Motherfucking Peterson.
Those were the golden years.
Oh, I just spilled beer.
Oh, man.
Seriously, I got beer on your
cigarette.
Beer on my lap. Beer everywhere.
You're a whore, Neil.
I'm a whore.
Crap, Barf's got
You're
beer.
A whore.
Touch. Everything we touch turns into shit.
Word.
Or beer.
When Crap Barf's around,
look at
that
this.
Shit always happens. That's Crap Barf's destiny.
Crap Barf is big in China. Let us into your vagina.
Are you guys going to do... Are you guys doing Crap Barf Rap?
No, we don't do that.
We never
that
do
anymore.
That
you
song.
You know how, like, Beck doesn't do Loser and Radiohead doesn't do Creep? We don't do Crap Barf Rap anymore.
We have millions
we're
of songs
over that
to choose from,
we've
and
got
I don't know if we're going to do that
can
one
shake
tonight.
We're sick of our old songs. We're just sick of our old songs. We're sick of doing our old songs.
We're not doing Nice Shoes tonight either. We're going to do a...
You're not doing that?
No, we're doing a one-hour jazz improv.
We're going to do our new lineup of Jimmy Buffett songs.
Because we want to be respected as musicians.
It's all Jimmy Buffett.
Man.
Jimmy
Buffett. I'm going to be frank with you. Pretty much as an old balls man, an old man's balls stink. Crap Barf is gonna do a Crap Barf Rap and Hey United.
Yes,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because an old man's balls. Yeah, I know. I know. Because an old man's balls do stink, and Crap Barf always plays the same fucking.
Right, we got the two songs, which is the two balls that you know. Firm, right?
Totally.
And if Micah Dahl comes to that, we're doing Han Solo. Only if Micah
somehow makes it here from London, we're going to do Han Solo. But
even though
that's
not really a song, he requests it every time.
I hear Micah
Dahl's
on a holiday in St. Cloud right now.
Micah Dahl likes Star Wars.
I'm from around St. Cloud.
I don't know where
right?
I heard that, but he seems to enjoy it. I don't know.
Hey, let's give it up.
And he also seems
for
like
ICP.
He likes Hammerhead as well.
Obviously,
is what I
like
heard
Sonic
about
you.
Him. He kind of likes Hammerhead.
Sonic Youth.
And, yeah, Sonic Youth, I think, is another band he enjoys.
And he loves digital delay pads.
So tell me, what bands have influenced Crap Barf?
And he hates Blur. And he hates, does he hate Radiohead, too?
Probably.
I bet he does.
Most things
who?
British, even though
who are you
he
talking
moved
about?
To London,
Micah
which
Dahl.
Makes no sense.
Oh, Micah Dahl, that pussy. I hope he's
hope
fucking
he's
listening.
On the internet right now. Listen to us
and
hating
I
him.
I'll kill him. Seriously, if I see Micah Dahl again, I'm going to kick him in the ass.
Let Ben say something.
The only reason why we're playing tonight is because Schmakes is here.
Because
oh, yeah.
Crap Barf loves Schmakes.
We hate Mondays, but
and
love
Schmakes dressed up for you, too.
Crap Barf hates
we've thought
Mondays,
about changing our name
Schmanks.
To Schmanks.
We hate Mondays and
getting a big Schmanks picture on the bass drum.
We hate
Mondays and love
Schmanks. We hate Mondays. We love Schmanks. We hate Mondays.
We love Schmanks. We hate Mondays. And we love Schmanks. We hate Mondays.
Schmanks, how do you feel
Schmanks.
About the embarrassment of the worst
Mondays.
Band
and we love
in Fargo, Moorhead, loving you?
We hate Schmanks.
It's great.
No, we love Schmanks.
Wonderful.
Word.
You're not a very good interview.
It's going to be really excited.
Hey, we can talk if you have to go take a piss.
Seriously?
Crap Barf
we'll
can talk forever.
Here, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Vessel.
What a waste of technology has Ben Holly just said.
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Joe Fine. Says it's
here,
a
hold
waste
on to this for a second.
Waste of technology? This is musical genius we're talking to.
Yeah, what are you talking
this
about?
This might be
Joe
our last show.
I have to be crowded right now listening to you guys. If we could be downloading fucking pictures of dolphins or something,
you guys
want
to make
fun
of
it?
I know a boy and his name is Schmanks. He runs around in an army tank. Schmanks, Schmanks, Schmanks. I know a boy and his name is Schmanks. He never gives me anything. Schmanks, Schmanks. I know a boy named Mark Schumacher. They call him Schmanks because he's another grinds of Schumacher.
Schmanks, Schmanks. Everyone that's on the internet. Right now they left the internet. Everyone that's on the internet. They left the internet. Everyone that's on the internet. They left the internet.
Right now these guys are thinking, bad idea giving Crap Barf mic. Everyone's walked away.
You know, you're funny only to yourself.
Everybody's walked away.
strength.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this just in.
Hey, Preston.
Oh,
what?
Gully's here today.
Apparently.
All right, let's talk to Gully.
Winnipeg.
Gully.
Gully.
Gully. What do you think about that?
Gully.
Well,
Gully.
What I think
Gully.
Is that guy just does
Gully.
Whatever we
Gully.
Do.
Gully.
Guy says, Gully is like Mike shy as he is P shy.
Maybe because that's funny or what? Why did he do that?
I think Guy just does it because he thinks he wants he has red hair and he is, you know, he's kind of self conscious.
He wants to get his
himself,
fingers
wet. So
he
wants to be a part of the
crotches.
Boys with like regular colored hair, you know, like brown, whatever, blonde, whatever you got. Nothing.
Is there
know.
Anyone we haven't made fun of?
I think he's self conscious.
Ben
he's a dipshit. Nothing to do with
Ben
hair.
Holly.
That's what I think.
He's wearing his bus boy t-shirt. Ben Holly's wearing his
hey,
bus boy t-shirt.
What? That's not a bus boy t-shirt.
I'm trying to get
t-shirt.
Some ladies t-shirt.
That's not
ben
a t-shirt.
Holly's got
that's
the
not a t-shirt,
tonight.
Nor does it have anything to do with
bring oh. forth the women.
I used to be a bus boy, and it was not a t-shirt. That
oh.
I'll give you. But this I used to wear.
Oh, really? At the Village Inn.
Listen.
Yeah. I remember when you were a bus boy.
I got
at
that same t-shirt.
Inn.
I'll tell you something.
You don't get any ladies.
I don't
get any ladies.
Someone get this
Neil
guy
Boston.
Someone get this guy a black bow tie.
Neil Boston wants the mic back, but he's like crab barf has taken
Neil
control.
Neil Boston, eat a dick.
Hey, no!
Neil Boston,
man sucks.
Eat
oh,
a dick.
Yeah,
Neil Boston,
given, because you suck.
Eat a dick. Neil Fawcett.
Tonight's show is featuring bands, valet, crap bar, telepathetic, and
wake up
5-pound MV.
Preston?
What's 5-pound MV stand?
Who taught you how to do that?
I love the scrotonauts. I did. Seriously.
I didn't love the scrotonauts.
I'm going to be truthful right now, and the world may hate me, but I love the scrotonauts. Seriously.
Scrotonauts.
One of the finest bands to come out of the
you
FM
just
area.
Like the name.
No,
you
I
like the scrotum reference. I know.
I didn't like the name, actually.
Nobody did. We didn't even like the name. Back.
I thought the name was too much like Crap Barf, actually. Even though we started after you guys.
No,
seriously,
we
were
going to
call it Crap Barf for a while, but we went with Scrotonaut.
Oh, well.
It was a really weird thing.
No, it is a nice name. I'm just kidding. I enjoyed the name, and I really enjoyed the band as well.
Who's playing
and
next?
And I also enjoyed the Wisconsin Dells.
Are you guys playing?
They're all dead now.
You're not playing?
Velvet Lush.
There
I wasn't in the Velvet Lush.
There actually hasn't been a
like
band
you guys,
that
you
Neil
know,
Fawcett has been in that I haven't enjoyed.
Yeah, you're playing next.
Oh.
Right.
Except for Rush. You weren't too into that one.
No,
I
you like Rush when I was there?
No, I like Neil Peart's drumming better than your drumming.
Rush is like my second favorite band.
Really?
Yeah.
And you guys get into new romantic music?
Getting his voice was a bit on the
you
fucking. I got my balls
good of
crushed
a drummer
by a
as Neil Peart. Sorry. And he didn't have as high of a voice as Geddy Lee. So it didn't really work out. What's the line from the song? Derek,
what song?
From the.
He's
Pink
a singer.
Song? No, from the Geddy Lee reference.
Geddy Lee?
Yeah.
Oh, this machinery making modern music.
From the Pavement song. The Pavement song.
What about the
wait,
voice of
Geddy
Lee?
How did it get so high?
Hey, guys.
Like an ordinary guy.
Well, I know him,
and he does. Well, you're my
checking
cuz.
You're doing like crack.
What?
That's what the city does to you. Makes you start.
Man, Preston sold out so hard.
Hey, look, it's John Smithwick and Buggy.
Word.
Those guys are totally fuckers.
Those guys are dicks. Fuck them.
Have you guys
what
ever met
a-holes?
Buggy? Buggy fucks his mom.
Whoa, no shit.
Seriously.
I do too. That must mean I get sloppy seconds.
He's a very handsome gentleman. Why can't I get
why
a regular lady?
Who's
why do you think he his mom will fuck him, dude? His mom wouldn't fuck me.
I'd fuck anything with a
he
not
must
a
be
corpse.
Well hung.
I'd fuck corpses. I'm lying. Ah, whatever.
You realize there's not a soul listening right now.
And I digress.
No. There are three people listening. They live in California. And They love Schmanks.
California loves Shrek. California loves Shrek. California loves Shrek. California loves Shrek.
Hey, we gotta get Eric over here. Eric, come here. Get your mic back. Your host. Sit down. Eric, come here.
California doesn't like Eric as much as they like Shrek.
Eric, what the? Eric Kerr is finally returning to the.
Buggy has sex with his mom. I guess.
Shrek. So, tell Pathetics about to play. I wonder how they're doing.
I yeah. How you doing?
Oh, your shirtless is totally covered in beer because I spilled beer all over everything. Eric, come here and sit down.
You know, in all actuality, you can't hear this outside of this little square right
That's
here.
That's the beauty of
well.
It.
Yeah, like you can kind of hear it right there, but when it comes to the right, you can't hear
well,
it.
Those
at
people
all.
Really like the show, though.
So we're not really talking.
Why do you think
to
I was talking
audience.
Shit about Buggy and Smithwick when they were at the bar?
Ah, I see. You're a genius.
Zach, give me haze.
Whatever, dude. Eric.
So.
Dude, one of the ladies from Telepathetic sold me my guitar, so I love this band.
Are you talking about Hillary Jones?
It would be her, yes.
Ah, yes.
Word.
Hillary Jones, a.k.a. Media Whore.
Yeah, she's a regular Brenda Wyler.
Media Whore.
Media Whore.
Or Deb Jenkins.
Media Whore.
Or Judy
Media
Hanna.
Whore. Media Whore.
No, yeah,
Media
you're
whore.
Right. You're on the
Media
right track,
Shrek. Man. Shrek. 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 Media Whore. Shrek. Media whore. Media whore.
Wait a minute. Media whore.
Wait.
Real media whore.
Crap Barf is way into chanting.
Crap Barf, listen to me.
Way into
chanting. Telepathetic's going to play. Crap Barf.
Oh.
I love Telepathetic. They're a great rock and roll band.
Crap Barf's the best thing that ever happened in the city.
It's the only thing that ever happened in the city.
Next to Morris Lanning. Maury Lanning and...
My Maury Lanning.
Maury Lanning.
God damn it. I knew we should have asked Dead Walleye to play this show.
Dead Walleye.
Jesus.
Dead Walleye. Dead Walleye. Dead Walleye. Smack.
Smack. We should do a cover of Dead Walleye doing a cover of I Want You to Want Me.
Anyway, Telepathetic has got a place.
Did not see you crying.
I need you to need
By
me.
By the way,
this next song's called I Want You to Want Me.
I
want to
get 5 pound MB back up here. Where
did
are
not,
they?
Did not see you crying.
5 pound MB. Back up here. Where is
All right, that's it. They're going to play. Thank you, Crap Barf.
Well, yeah, you've
we
been
love you. Telepathetic.